Well, first of all, I don't really have to talk about speculation because there's no need for it. You know, no need for me to speak about it. It's speculation, like you'd expect. You know, players that do well often get talked about, and then that's where the speculation. That's why you have to ask me those questions. So no problem with that. But it is speculation. I don't really need to comment on it. And the other side, I said it many times. We cannot afford to lose anyone. You know, we're in the situation we're in with everything in terms of the restrictions and stuff that we have. To deal with, we cannot afford to lose anyone. And Shea's a big part and an important part player for us, and will be for the remainder of the season.
You've had Norwich watched. You people have watched them the last three times. What do you expect to be different from when you met them first time earlier in the season?
Well, obviously confidence is a big thing. Mm-hmm. The run of points and where they are in the league will mean they're a different proposition. Also playing them away from home. Where the first game was at home, so there's a lot of different factors that go into it, and obviously they've evolved a bit more fluid in their game, a little bit more used to how each other plays, and obviously had a lot more time to put that in place, so that's why there'd be a different proposition. They don't play particularly different to what they did on the first game, but what they've done is be able to make that more fluid and evolve, and obviously having game time with each other has helped them evolve that as well, so that's why there'd be a different proposition, and we have to match that. And but really the main part of that is to do what we do and do that at our best level. And we know that when we do that, that we can compete and we can get results. So it's a big, big challenge for us. It's a tough one, but again, the other side of it is, you know, we've had setbacks along the way. We had a setback last weekend, but setbacks are to be expected. You know, the key, if we want to be the team that we want to be, is to show, which we have done already this season, is to show the response. That's what the team's defined by, is how you respond. It's not about the setbacks, because that's going to happen. It's about how you respond to it. So far this season, we've responded really well in the league from setbacks. We need to go and do that again on Friday night.
You always talk about what your team do, their intensity and the way they play. How difficult is it to keep week after week getting them at it?
Well, it's not easy in this league because of the schedule, but again, it comes down to the environment you work in, what's expected, the type of group that you have. Here we have a very good group, a very highly motivated group and a determined group. As I said, for a lot of factors, a lot of things that have gone on, you know, the issues that we face, but also from the previous couple of seasons where a lot of those players have been involved in, they felt themselves that they haven't, but they haven't delivered what they feel they can do and what they should be doing, and all of that's part of the motivation that goes into what you need to do as a professional footballer, and the fact that they've got a huge spirit together and a fight about them is what makes you wake up and motivates you to come and train, and when you go onto that match and cross that line is to fight for each other and for this club and as hard as possible, and that's kind of the environment that we've tried to get in place here, and those are the guys that, you know, this squad are trying to carry that through, and they'll do that the remainder of the season, I'm sure of that.
You create the motivational environment within which they perform. Who does that for you?
It's,
who motivates the motivator?
No, it's a bit of everything, isn't it? You know, you've got your own pride about what you do, and I have good staff around me that help me with that, and we motivate each other and bounce off each other, and it's coming in. The biggest part is enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, I've enjoyed every day that I've been here. I really enjoy working with this group. That motivates me in itself, and then there's the pride in what you do, and I'm as hungry to do well as the players are, and having the staff around me that are the same as me, and we have a like-minded group of players, then it's enjoyable. And when you enjoy something, it means you want to do well with it, and you want to push that enjoyment even further. So that's really what motivates me and motivates everyone around.
You're obviously then convinced that once this CFL stuff's all out the way, that this is a club you can do well with.
I said at the start, this club has the potential, and like many, many clubs in this league, and everyone's ambition is to get back to the Premier League. And but, of course, if we can get a normal process and some clever planning and some thoughtful planning and build something, and it doesn't have to be quick, it can be done at a pace that's suitable to everyone involved, then the club can go on and do good things. This season is about just putting us on track. That's really what we have to do this season, is put ourselves on track to show belief to our fans, belief from within, belief to the players that are here, you know, that they can be successful in the future. But this season is about putting us on track and making sure that these guys know that they can compete and they can compete against anyone in this league, and they can do well in this league, and that's what this season's about. We've done that already, pretty much just over halfway through. We have to make sure that the challenge is to continue that right to the end of the season, and that added challenge of trying to take as many points as possible in that period of games as well. So it's got, of course it has, but of course it's got the potential, but there's a lot of clubs that think the same. But yeah, I've seen quite a few clubs at this level, and I feel that genuinely, you know, it has a chance, an opportunity, if we can get to that normal process of again looking upwards rather than backwards.